Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, this is Jason Lo. Welcome to another episode of The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. I'm a best-selling author and inspirational speaker and the creator of Unique, a new way of looking at people and learning how to treat them the way they want to be treated by understanding the four personality types, their strengths and weaknesses, and what are their preferences. Because we are different. Thank God for that. But we can also be predictably different. For this episode, I just want to say thank you to all of you who have been regularly listening to the Unique Life Podcast. This season, I wanted to involve more of my listeners and be closer to you guys. Recently, I posted on my social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter, asking for personal questions you have for me. Here are some of the questions ranging from love, leadership, career, entrepreneurship, and more. This is a question from Claire de Guzman. Hi, Sir Jason. Can you identify how work from home setup impacts the productivity of the four personality types? What challenges and advantages it brought to them in particular? Since majority of businesses turned into a work-from-home setup and is now recognized to be the new normal work setup. Sir, can you discuss more on this? And I believe a lot of age group in working sector can relate on this too. Well, Claire, it's funny because whenever I'm invited to speak for companies' events, for their trainings, they always have concerns. Whether it's work from home, whether it's on site. So this happened in a week span. One company wanted me to share, inspire their people because they're working from home and they don't see each other that often anymore. While the other company, they have to be present on site. And I think mas mahirap yung on site, pero problema pa rin. In other words, lahat problema, no? Whether on site, whether work from home. So it has to be first a change in perspective. You see, motivation, you can't motivate people unless you change their perception. And in changing perception, make them appreciate their work first, whether they're working online, I mean, work from home or working on site or online on site. Now, what are the challenges? Now, yung mga challenges natin, of course, kapag work from home set up, hindi natin kontrolado yung environment. Diba? May kids ka lang, umiiyak, yung bata, magulo. Or kunyari, may kapitbahay ka na hindi mo makontrol. Kung maingay yung TV nila, I don't know. Or may tumitilaok, may dog barking. It happened to me a few times. Not to me, but may mga host dun sa event. Tapos naririnig mo tumitilaok yung manok dun sa background. sa akin, thank God I can control my environment. Naka-enclosed. Tapos dito ako sa room. But what if you are working from home and you don't have any control over the environment? You may not have any control, but you have control over time. So, i-check mo kung kailan magulo yung mga bata, kailan yung hindi. And then you can probably talk to your boss, your company, if you can work any time of the day as long as your job is finished. Kaya may mga bagay na pwede pa rin natin kontrolin. Yung mga four personality types, of course, yung mga dominants, hirap sila with control, the dominant egos, kasi that's what they want. yung control and power, and now they're powerless in this situation. They have no control over what this pandemic would bring. You see, you have probably a business, and then biglang nag-lockdown. So yung mga dominant egos, you have to just learn to focus on the things that you can control and lift up to God those that you can't. For influential roosters, my daughter just the other day was crying. I can't stand this anymore. She's only 11 years old. Hirap na influential rooster eh. Gusto makakita ng mga tao. So yung mga roosters, hindi na nagagamit yung strength nila of being around people. Yan ang weakness. Although ang mga influential roosters, they can find creative means to encourage, to reach out to their workmates. So that's one thing that probably they can do. Steady carabaos, they're consistent, they're steady. Whether may pandemic, may earthquake, may sunog yung building, steady pa din sila, hindi sila nagpapanik. Nakafocus pa din sila dun sa kailangan nilang gawin na job. Weakness for them would be to initiate. And kailangan natin mag-initiate ngayong pandemic dahil magulo eh. Hindi natin alam kung ano yung nangyayari or yung mangyayari. So for them, there are times they need to initiate and learn how to change with the changing times. Steady kasi hirap sila with change eh. Yun ang maganda sa dominant and influential. Mabilis sila sa change. Yun din, no? Change ng change. Pero yung steadies, and the last one, the corrective, they're also, they find it difficult to adjust. They find it difficult to change. For the correctives, you cannot dwell on perfection. You can still be excellent, but may mga instances that yung work nyo, it's good enough. It's good enough. Got to just ship it. You just got to execute. Yung perfection, kailangan tignan natin minsan progress, lalo na ngayong merong pandemic. So, Claire, you have to check what your personality type is. And the best answer would be, yes, to focus on your strengths, but to look for the strengths of the other types to help you compensate for your weaknesses. Itong new normal's work setup, this may become the permanent normal. No matter what age group we are in, even though this pandemic would end, and I pray that it would end soon, this permanent normal is gonna be the permanent normal also of our work environment. This is a question from Mike Rillera. Hi, sir. In an early stage of entrepreneurship, I currently have active sources of income from 3 different small businesses. It requires much of my time and effort, requiring me to be hands-on with them as much as possible. It really causes me a lot of stress when I have problems with each of the 3, and I now feel the burnout. What's your best advice to prevent further burnout, sir? I don't think I can't afford anything that's too much of a stress reliever since I feel guilty when I get to somehow treat myself, especially I'm the breadwinner of the family. Thank you so much, sir. Well, Mike, here's my short answer. Focus on one. Drop the 2 other businesses. I heard this from a 26-year-old. He asked Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks basketball team. If you're a fan of the NBA, you know him. He's also a star in Shark Tank. This guy emailed Mark Cuban without any expectation, didn't expect that he would answer, and he did. And he said, I have 5 businesses. I'm 26. What should I do? Mark answered him, focus on 1, drop the 4. Akala natin yung 3 businesses makakatulong sa atin pag nag-focus tayo, ginawa natin. Pero yung time natin, it's limited. The way for you to become successful is not to think that you're unlimited, because that's not true. Our time is limited, our resources, they're limited. Kaya kailangan natin mag-focus. Kailangan natin mag-focus. So, ganito yung analogy na binibigay ko no, sa mga nagbe-business, lalo na yung young people like you. Kukuha ka ng glass, tapos pupunuin mo yan ng juice. So, for example, you got an orange. Sin-squeeze mo yung orange, tapos yung glass na puno na siya ng kalahati. And then, yung napupuno na siya ng kalahati, sabi mo sa sarili mo, oy, I think I want to start another business. So, you get another glass, now you get apple. And you want to make apple juice. Tapos yung malapit na siya mga lahate, ay, parang gusto ko ulit ng bagong prutas. Grape juice naman ngayon. Mas mabilis itong i-squeeze. Mukhang malaki yung potential nito. Kasi kapit-bahay namin nag-grape juice eh. Mukhang malakas din. So kumuha ka ng bagong glass, grape juice naman ngayon, no? Grapes naman ang squeeze mo, grape juice, kalahati pa lang. And now you're juggling between the three. So kalahati, kalahati, kalahati. Yung effort mo, hindi rin 100%. Yung effort mo divided by three, 30%, 30%, 30% lang. So what if tanggalin mo yung dalawang baso, mag-focus ka on one, you give it 100% your best. Isang good friend ko, sabi niya, mga negosyante, di ba? Tingin natin, marami akong negosyo, liit kita, laki kita. Pero ito nangyayari, liit lugi, laki lugi. Di ba? Liit focus, wala focus. Oh, Chinese yung nagsabi sa akin na friend ko, na, yeah, I'm half Chinese also. So, kailangan natin ng focus. So you squeeze the orange and with all your might until you fill that one glass. Dapat puno na siya. Na-maximize mo na ba talaga yung business mo? And I'm sure 1,000% hindi mo pa na ma-maximize yung kahit isa dun sa tatlong business mo. So, pag napuno na yan, glass na yan, doon ka na magde-decide. What should I do? Should I expand my business, get another glass, and continue with oranges? Or is it the right time for me to get a new fruit and start making grape juice? Here's another question from Ezekiel Francisco. How do you know you are a good speaker? What qualities should you have to say you are gifted on in that field? I posted on Facebook my answer, and there was many comments here. Many also relate to what I said. So ito yung sabi ko. How do you know you're a good speaker? What qualities? Here they are. A good speaker teaches. A great speaker shows. A good speaker teaches you how to overcome breaking. A great speaker has overcome breaking and turned it into a blessing or a breakthrough. A good speaker teaches how to fix what is broken. A great speaker has turned brokenness into a blessing. A good speaker can give cute quotes. A great speaker has lived out the lessons from the quotes he gives. A good speaker teaches principles about success. A great speaker knows that success is not the answer. Contentment is. A good speaker will give you solutions. A great speaker will do the same. But also knows that in life, sometimes there is no solution to a problem. That the only solution is God. As a side note, in those moments when you look to God for solutions, God does not offer any. Instead, He offers Himself. He just wants to spend time with you so you will find out that He is more than enough. Matthew 6:33, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness and all these things will be given to you as well. That's my, well, I just thought of that answer. But one of these episodes, I'm going to have another episode on being a good speaker. I teach this in my course. And to answer this question, you will need several episodes. But I will attempt to answer this in one episode. So Ezekiel, I hope my answer satisfies you.
Hey, Matthew.
Denmark.
And Bethel here. Kailangan mo ba ng fresh and healthy take on life?
Listen to our podcast where we talk about topics that help you become a better, wiser, and stronger person.
The Grody Podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts, powered by Podcast Network Asia. Check us out after listening to this podcast.
Okay, another question from Oliver Legaspi IV. Sabi niya, hi sir, everyone po ba is meant to be a leader? Thanks po. Is everyone meant to be a leader? No. Can anyone become a leader? Yes. There is a study that the average median age is around 70 years old, our lifespan. And whether you are an introvert or an extrovert, it doesn't matter. You will be influencing around 10,000 people in your lifetime. So whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, you are actually a leader. You have to just live it out. You just have to act it out. Because leaders, they say, are born wrong. They say leaders are made wrong too. Leaders are actually called. You are called to leadership by someone, by a person you look up to, by someone you encountered in life, influenced your life. So that's the answer. Even if you come from any background, no one in your family graduated high school, no one became an entrepreneur, so and so. In my family, we do not have one, not one, anyone in our family who became a speaker or who is a speaker. And I didn't imagine that I will become one. So you are on your way, Oliver. Just believe and surround yourself with the right people. From Lani Cinco. Sir, good afternoon po. Lagi po ako nakikinig ng podcast nyo sa Spotify at unti-unti po talagang ina-apply ko sa sarili ko. Sir Jason, what advice can you give a young adult like me who's struggling what I really want to be? Or maybe I know what I want to be or where I want to be, pero parang hindi nakasang-ayon ang panahon at pagkakataon. Meron po akong dream job which aligned to my degree and passion, pero never po akong napupunta doon. 3 companies na po ako nag-work at I got the same job which I hate to do because I have to sustain my living. Kailangan ko gawin. Kaya po minsan nawawalan na ako ng gana mag-set ng goal or maghangad dahil laging nauuwi sa frustration. And honestly, di ko po alam paano ako makakapag-switch from my current job to my dream job. Just in case, meron na pong opportunity dahil wala rin po akong na-earn experience na related sa gusto kong work. But Sir Jason, thankful pa rin ako dahil may trabaho ako ngayon. Cannot deny na may gusto po akong iba. Salamat agad if mabigyan po ito ng chance. God bless po. Lani, if you have a dream job, go for it. I'm not saying that you leave your current job. What I'm saying is while you are working now, find opportunities na mga open doors for that dream job. Or kung walang open door, try to open one, kick one open. Kasi minsan, yung questions natin ang importante, hindi yung mga sagot. Yung questions na tinatanong natin is more important than the answers that we find. For example, if I ask myself, what job can I do? Then I start looking for a job. But what if I ask myself, what business can I start? And now, I'm not looking for a job anymore. I'm starting to look for a business. So I'm not saying that business is for everyone. What I'm saying is, instead of asking questions na, paano ko ba magagawa itong nasa line ko ngayon, same work? Kasi tatlong beses ka na eh, tumalon from one job and then to the next na ayaw mo naman versus how can I start with my dream job and my dream company? So ngayon naghahanap ka na. Tsaka huwag na huwag mong sasabihin na wala kang choice. Lahat tayo meron tayong choice. There are people who had it worse than you who are doing better. Okay? I can say that to myself also. And there are people who are doing so much better than us. Multi-millionaires, very successful, but they are doing worse than us. Kasi nag-start na sila mag-drugs, wala na silang purpose sa buhay dahil napunta na sa pleasure. So yung sa'yo, no, focus on that. Focus on your pleasure and never ever let anyone tell you can't do it. Never ever let circumstances tell you can't do it. Not even this pandemic. Don't let this pandemic tell you can't do it because you can. Start asking empowering questions right now. And just do it. Nag-work ka ngayon, huwag mo iwan yung trabaho mo, may security ka pa. But slowly and surely, you're looking for that dream job. Alam mo, sa mga nagbi-business, no, sinasabi ko sa kanila rin, gusto mag-business. Lalo na pag mga estudyante, yung mga mag-start sila ng business, I'll tell them, if you want to start in the food business, then work for a construction company. Of course not. You work for a restaurant or a fast food chain. Diba? Connected sa food yung kanilang business. Or you want to become a contractor, diba? Mag-work ka sa isang interior design company or sa isang construction company. Something na related. Para kahit anong gawin mo na trabaho doon, related siya empowering you to start your business. So with you, have that same initiative na hanapin mo yung dream job mo while you're working and you'll never know. That dream job may actually become your dream business. This is a question from Vinci Glodove. How to win back after having a diminishing return and how to stay motivated and inspired? Hello, Vinci. Here's my answer to you. Vinci is a good friend and my inaanak sa kasal. Yung diminishing return natin to stay motivated is to change your meaning. Whatever happened to you in the past is past. You cannot go back to it. You have control over the present to change your future and to ultimately change your destiny. So yung diminishing return, no? When I lost everything at 30 years old, bankrupt, millions in debt, that's the worst year of my life. If I would go back to it, I would tell myself I don't want to live that life again. That year, rather. Pero ngayon, I consider that as the best year of my life. Because without that experience, I wouldn't be the person I am today. It made me bolder. It made me learn to appreciate life more. It empowered me. It changed me from the inside out. Today, that's one of the best experiences of my life. So, kahit ano man nangyari sa'yo, change your meaning of that experience. Those experiences are meant to break you, but instead, it changed you and is or has opened the door for your biggest breakthrough. If you haven't grabbed a copy of my books, you can check them out on Shopee. Just type Unique, that's YOUNIQUE, Unique Publishing, and you will find my four books there, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love on the four personality types and Determined, Take Control of Your Finances and Your Life, my book on behavioral finance. And this special promo is just for you, my podcast listeners. Chat us there that you discovered this promo here in my podcast, and you will get for every purchase of my book a free unique mask worth 250 pesos. You can choose from the different personality type designs there and grab a copy today. This promo is available until supplies last. Here's a question from Clive Munches. How do you unbox the five love languages of Gary Chapman using DISC? Clive, this is an interesting question because I am a fan of the five love languages. I sometimes share about it. It's complementary to DISC, to the dominant, influential, steady, and corrective. Kasi yung five languages, pagdating sa DISC, meron din silang five love languages. So for those of you who haven't read that book, read that book. But I'll give you one example. Yung influential rooster, love language nila usually is touch. So mahilig sila sa hug, they invade people's space, and they want you to invade their space. Mahug sila, mayakap, matouch. Yan yung mga influential roosters. Ang mga influential roosters also, their love language would be words. Mahilig sila sa words, yan. At mahilig din sila mag-inspire, mag-motivate, and to dish out mga panlalait, mga influential, we love you. So, ang mga love languages of others, for example, yung love language ng service would be the steady carabao. But yung love language, it doesn't mean that kung ano yung gusto mong matanggap na love language, yun din yung dapat na binibigay mo na love language sa mga tao. So, read the book, you learn more. But yes, you can use the five love languages and connect it with DISC. And maybe that's a good episode for one of our upcoming unboxing. unboxing the 5 love languages with this. Here is a question from Renial Jade Ortega. Sir Jason, paano po ma-please ang mga coworker na may inggit sa'yo dahil mas bata ka sa kanila and performing well? I'm a new supervisor kasi ng one big company and may ibang empleyado na matagal na sa company and think that they are greater than me. Although alam ko naman po sa sarili ko na mas qualified ako sa position. Alam mo, Jade, ito ang kailangan mong intindihin. Sabi mo nga, no, matagal na sila sa company. Kasi meron tayong age gap. Meron tayong age gap na in companies, this is the first time in history that this happened ever. 4 generations possibly working together. The baby boomers, the Gen X, the millennials, and today, the centennials, Gen Y. So, yung gap na yan, no, yung generational gap, it's, ano, it's important to consider. Na alam natin yung mga generations natin, pero kailangan tanggalin natin, no, yung mga labels. So usually, yung mga younger people like you, pagpasok nyo, syempre mas alam nyo yung technology, mas na-expose kayo with new way of doing things. Sila, they've been doing it for years, maybe decades. So pagpasok mo, biglang babaguhin natin lahat. Biglang papakita mo sa kanila na mali yung ginagawa nila or there's a better way. Dapat, pag pumasok ka sa isang organization, you have to work within the confines of that organization. Meron tayong mga unwritten rules. Yung mga unwritten laws. Makisama ka dapat. Okay? Kasi isipin mo, kung ikaw yung nasa posisyon nila, you would feel exactly the same. Sino ba naman tong bago na to, na bata na to? Diba? Kahit na tama ka. So, kailangan you have to win them. Kaya work within the system, prove yourself within the existing system. Give your best within that existing system. And once you have gotten their trust, you've proven yourself, that's the time you slowly initiate change. Now, kung meron pa rin mga naiinggit, sinisiraan ka, wala ka nang magagawa doon, basta kailangan maintindihan mo kung ano yung sitwasyon nila, kung bakit ganon. Feel that you care for them. I believe that there will be developments, there will be improvements sa relationship ninyo. Tsaka yung ganon, kailangan gawin mo lang yung best mo. Gawin mo lang yung best mo. But do your best while putting yourself in their shoes. Because I promise you, if you have that kind of attitude, yung ganyan, pag may dumating na mas bata sa'yo, makikipag-compete ka rin sa kanila. Dapat ang mentality mo is be humble or I will stumble. Humility will go a long way. I watched this video of yung mga parents ginather nila, no? Tapos merong isang nagtuturo. Nagtuturo siya ng mga challenged na mga kids, mga may learning disorders. Tapos nag-roleplay sila ng mga parents. Ni-roleplay niya kung paano yung reaction ng mga kids na yon in a real-life situation. So meron siyang binanggit na, for example, equation. Diba? Pag sinabi kong 1 plus 1, mabilis 2. 5 plus 5, yung cause ganyan. Pero yung mga bata pala na may learning disabilities. Eh, I'll just use this example. Parang nagbabasa yung iba sa kanila ng pabaligtad. So ginawa nila dun sa parents na pinagbasa sila ng pabaligtad, solving equations, solving problems. So nahirapan silang sagutin. Di nila nasagot kagad. It took them a few seconds, sometimes minutes, before they come up with the answer. And some can't answer. And the teacher, who's role-playing, as if totoong nangyayari, pinapagalitan niya yung mga parents. Why are you so slow? Look at your classmates. They're already done. So ngayon, ang nangyari dun sa di yung mga parents parang una natatawa sila, maya-maya, nagugulat sila kasi pinapagalitan sila. And pinakita exactly what those children with learning disabilities are experiencing. Now, I'm not saying that your coworkers have learning disabilities. What I'm saying is, meron silang mga challenges na hindi mo nakikita, na kailangan maintindihan mo muna sila. And I promise you, those parents, right after that simulation, they will never treat children with learning disabilities the same way again. They will have a different respect for them, a different understanding for them. I salute you, Jade. Sabi mo, you feel na magaling ka. Yes, continue doing that. Be the best in what you do. But more than magaling, mas importante yung attitude natin. And I know that you can apply this as well. For those whose questions were mentioned during the episode, make sure to send me a message on Instagram or Facebook so you know how to get your special gift from me. I'll be doing this again in the future, so be sure to follow me on my pages. Again, this is Jason Lo. We have just unboxed questions. More questions to come in the next episodes. Thank you for tuning in to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your personality. See you again next week. God bless you all. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Lo. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.